All right, so download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman with you till 11. We've got a great show lined up, so let's get to it. Start with Carry Out. This, of course, our nightly segment where I read the news to you at home. You don't have to. Here are today's top stories. Well, it's the formal day one for President Trump. The weekend wasn't supposed to count. It did. So what do we know? Well, Mr. Trump signed an executive order to kill the Trans-Pacific Trade Agreement, which really wasn't a thing because, well, it never went to Congress. Then he froze hiring of all federal workers. Why? Well, Sean Spicer explained, when he wasn't yelling at the press, that this was a way to respect the American taxpayer and to root out corruption and special interests. So the idea is that federal workers are scamming the American public? Is that a thing? Really? Still? Talk about a boogeyman. A union rep said that the current federal workforce is 10% lower than it was in 1967. Also, critics say that the backlog of federal government work is so large that we will end up spending more money on contractors coming in to do the work. So get rid of salaried positions with all that healthcare nonsense and replace it with contractors. All right, well, that kind of seems like where we're at right now. Is the point to make America great again, or is it to make America pay less for labor again? Oh, yeah, I guess that last one's too long for a hat. Is it me, or does bringing American jobs back mean lowering taxes for American corporations? That seems like what this is all about. And if you're doing that, that means revenue that the government usually uses to pay for itself isn't available. So instead of finding new revenues or having business pay fair share, Trump is just going to lower expenses. At the expense of who? Remember, most of the jobs lost in modern times weren't because companies left America. It's because companies automated their workforce. So can we just all agree that we should just put a tax on robots?
No, please don't. What? No, I can't afford taxes plus my Cavarici jeans.
They never said that they had good fashion, right? The Trump administration is questioning the attendance numbers at the inauguration. Nope. Pass. No. We're not doing it. Wait, so Americans don't care about tax returns, but they do care about crowd size. You know what I say to that? Something's burning. It's my new catchphrase. Smell that? Something's burning. No, gotta work on it. I'll work on it. Now it's time for the Download's Public Shaming Report. An SNL writer, a woman on a plane, and a board member at a local school. Guess what? You've been shamed. We've spoken and we want justice for the dumb stuff that you said on social media. Wait, what are we talking about here? The President of the United States tweets incendiary material every other hour. Either we're okay with un-PC or we're not. The middle, it's a bit cray-cray, right? Something's burning. No, darn it. It might stick. Just keep doing it, right? An environmental activist from Rhode Island was walking barefoot across the country to raise awareness for climate change, but that track ended when he was struck and killed by a vehicle. It's terrible. What was the vehicle? Please tell me it was a Prius. Please tell me it was a Prius. Oh, an SUV. Darn it. Missed the irony. In weather? Well, it's going to get a bit colder. Still, 40s in late January? I'm about to take the tarp off my outdoor jacuzzi. No, I'm not. It's broken. Is there anyone that actually has an outdoor jacuzzi that works? It's just not possible. After the first week, it works. After that, forget it. In sports, man, I wish I could watch the replay of that corner blitz clocking Aaron Rodgers on a loop for the rest of my life. The Falcons dismembered the pack to head to the Super Bowl. The Falcons are going to the Super Bowl. The Falcons. All right. They're going to take on the New England Patriots, who walloped the Steelers, much like they did in the first week of the season. Say what you will, but yesterday was pretty terrible football. Two blowouts in championship games. What happened to parity? Watching those games, I'm not sure how you stop the Patriots. Maybe, I don't know, suspend them for something fake? You can do that. Bears connections in this year's Super Bowl. You're not going to like this, but linebacker and former Bears number one Shay McClellan's making plays. And the black unicorn, Martellus Bennett, starting at tight end. The Bears got news that guard Josh Sitton is now in the Pro Bowl because a Packer got hurt yesterday. Actually, it was the guy who was crying on the sideline. Gosh, man. To get carted off in the second half of a blowout. One moment, you're thinking about where you're going to go for your offseason. Maybe I'll go fishing off Florida. Next thing you know, you're doing jumping jacks in a rehab pool in Oshkosh. Oh, that's terrible. ESPN now has the Bears picking Alabama defensive end Jonathan Allen, their mock draft with a third pick. CBS Sports has coach John Fox at number four on the coaches on the hot seat ranking, which I did not know was a thing. There you go. In college basketball news, the Northwestern Wildcats did something they haven't done in a gazillion years, and that's beat Ohio State in Columbus. They're the third. They're third now in the Big Ten, and they're 16-4. This is huge. Big games do await the Wildcats, including games with Indiana and Wisconsin. But hey, this is looking like the year. Don't want to jinx it. Can you jinx things in college basketball? I'm not even sure how that works. And finally, the new Star Wars movie has a name. It's going to be called Star Wars: The Last Jedi. The earlier working title was Star Wars: We're going to Make $1 trillion. I guess that didn't roll off the tongue. Wasn't good for the poster. Well, that's the carryout for January 23rd, 2017. Hey, our menu now has a nutritional guide. It's alternative facts, though, so everything has zero calories. It's fat-free. All right, coming up, it's time for Touche. Chris Roebling and Dave Lundy get their gloves on and get ready to spar over the beginning of the Trump administration. A lot of activity today, so I'm sure we'll get a lot of arguing. Dave and Chris coming up after the news. Stay with us. It's a download on 720 WGN.